Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, however you're working, wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing, doesn't matter. We thank you for keeping America rolling along. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now for hour number two, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready again?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, got to get it out there again. The president is coming to Tampa today, and I'm going to be there with the Veterans for Trump group. We've got a very large contingent that's going to be there, and it'll be held at the Raymond James Stadium North parking lot. North side of the stadium. I went by there yesterday, and they were putting up the stage, and they were putting up the bleachers and all that sort of stuff. But it's going to be quite an event that being held at Bucks Stadium. Some people call it Bucks Stadium. The gate will open at 10:30 a.m. to get in. The event will start at 1:30 p.m. The president will be there, and it's a Make America Great Again rally. Wear your red, white, and blue. Wear your Trump hat. It'll be the hottest ticket in town. And by the way, Joe Biden is going to be in Tampa somewhere today. Don't know where it is, but I'll guarantee you right now he'll be lucky to have 25, 30 people there.
Yeah, well, it's almost like a game show. You know, try to find Biden. You know, where did he go today?
And wait till you see the amount of people we've got we'll have at the stadium. Wait till you see. I guarantee it'll be 20, 25, 30, could be 35,000 people.
That's just amazing, and it's just going to be very exciting, I know, for you to be part of that and be featured and be right there, you know, welcoming the president. I think that's going to be great. And didn't you mention that Bill Bunkley's going to be there?
Yep, Bill Bunkley will be sitting right in the front row with his family, and he's being recognized. He's one of our faith leaders. He's also the host on our Salem Faith Talk stations, 570 and 910, and he will be there and recognized for that, and he's going to introduce the person that's going to be giving the prayer today.
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
Yep. So there you go. Now, we need to mention right off the bat that if you're traveling tonight along I-85 north-south, along I-65 north-south, along I-20, especially across Alabama and Georgia, I-10 from about Gulfport, Mississippi, over towards
Pensacola, Florida, maybe over towards Mariana, Florida. You need to be very careful because we've got winds still from the hurricane that came ashore with winds of 110 miles an hour, but we've got winds still 60 to 70 miles an hour, tropical force winds. We've got heavy rains. We've got areas of flooding, flash flooding right now in central Alabama, as well as all the way up into the mountains of North Carolina and the southern part of Virginia in the higher elevations there. So please be careful.
Absolutely. And, of course, Captain, I'm sure that the widespread power outages are materializing here, as we've seen some footage of the wires and so forth, you know, arcing and so forth. Yeah.
Now, the head of the ministry that helps Christian young people strengthen their biblical worldview is looking beyond the 2020 elections to the future, and he says it's pretty bleak because the biblical worldview is being given way to socialism amongst many of the young evangelicals, and that's really kind of hard to figure.
Well, it is, given, you know, the modern times that, that we live in now, and certainly the history of socialism, there may be some sort of, you know, if you put the best construction on it sometimes, it could be misguided good intentions. But goodness gracious, all you have to do is look to see exactly what socialism has produced. And that's why it's important, I think, for Christian groups, churches, and so forth. They find great ways to be effective in our society. They don't have to believe that they can transform it into something else that is in a political sense, but they can be very effective within the society. Yes.
Now, you heard us warn listeners, especially elderly listeners, about the phone scams that have been out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, 60 people in numerous states were charged in a $300 million phone scam that specifically targeted elderly victims, where they say, well, if you'll just give us your Social Security number and your bank information, we'll take care of that all for you, and we'll get this deposited, direct deposit into your account. And like the other thing, you know, part of this is people calling up and saying, well, this is the Social Security department and all that, and they don't call you. They do not call you on the phone. So another situation where some bad guys got caught, and hopefully they'll lock them up for a long time, right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more into Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, take us to our break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 for your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. They did it for me, they'll do it for you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of your service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, make sure, because they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. They, Auto Glass America. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them I sent you, and you get $100 back right on the spot. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Take that, Cousin Vinny. I wonder if Cousin Vinny was paying attention to what we were doing there. Usually he says something.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but it's a great company, great windshield.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now, the Trump administration has set record low limits for the refugees coming into this country of ours, the U.S. Of A. And I say it's about damn time.
Well, exactly. Yeah, this is all part of the idea of trying to come up with a more comprehensive, immigration solution, basically. Yes.
Now, the other thing, we talked a little bit about the mail, but voters who are not used to voting absentee usually return their ballots in time to be counted. However, compounding concerns are mail delivery delays that have persisted across the country, delivery data from the post office that does not match the assurance that these ballots will reach their destinations if they've not already been mailed within a certain amount of time, because it's got to be there in many states by 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., whatever the poll closes on the day of the election in some states. And there's Cousin Vinny, by the way, saying, I heard you, Captain.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's now a chump for Trump.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
So welcome to the club, Cousin Vinny. Now,
So what are we going to do about this mail thing? I mean, that's still a problem, and we knew it was going to be when they dumped, what, 70 million or 100 million or whatever the hell it is, votes in there?
Well, exactly right. And I think one of the stories I saw earlier today, Captain, is millions of people haven't even returned these mail ballots yet, and made even their absentees, from what I can tell. But, you know, again, this is an unprecedented way of conducting the election, and it's going to be fraught with peril. There's going to be both sides. I think primarily the Democrats are going to, you're going to hear this is where the lawsuits are going to come from. And the deadlines of counting the ballots, I think that's where the targets are going to be of these lawsuits. In other words, they will say things like, well, we still need a few more days, Supreme Court, in order to count all the ballots, and we don't want to disenfranchise anybody, so shouldn't we just keep waiting and waiting and waiting? But then again, that continues to set the stage for even more fraud. It just, it gets to the point where, when is the election? When does it ever end? And again, they're trying to use it to their advantage.
Well, Karl Rove chimed in yesterday and said that the president's pathway depends on Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And he's surprising some people in Michigan. And I believe John James is surprising people in Michigan. We're getting more numbers, surprising numbers, in Pennsylvania. They're not at all like what you're hearing the mainstream media try to tell you. Wisconsin is close, yeah, but it's still within reach. There was one polling deal that came out yesterday. Well, Trump is down by 17 points. No, he's not.
No, he's not. And if anything, they should try to make it seem a little less ridiculous in terms of those kinds of numbers. But, you know, Captain, 4 years ago, President Trump was able to tell the voters, look, take a chance on me. What have you got to lose? We're going to, you know, I've got these amazing ideas. And it was more of a standard election, obviously, than 2020, but there was a major upset. And people did go with Trump in the national sense, and he won the presidency. Well, now he's running on a record. And I think even people in Michigan and Wisconsin and so forth, as you mentioned, they're looking at President Trump now as a known commodity. And I think it, stacking up against Joe Biden and sort of a lot of the sort of the wacky ideas they're talking about, it's just going to be in Trump's favor, I think. And certainly Pennsylvania, with the we're going to end the oil industry sort of idea from the Harris.
Oil and fracking.
Campaign.
When he opened his mouth, he lost Pennsylvania, he lost Ohio. It was that simple. By the way, he lost Texas. I heard somebody say, well, the Democrats are going to win Texas. Oh, no, they're not.
No, well, yeah, that's right. Oh, Texas is a toss-up.
No, it's
really?
Not. No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, that, all that just defies credulity, Captain. And, you know, it's just not something that, again, it's part of a narrative. It's part of getting the idea out there that somehow if you go vote for Donald Trump, you're wasting your time standing in line and voting.
Well, here's the other thing, okay? We heard yesterday that Barack Obama is going to come out and campaign with Joe Biden. Well, here's the deal. If Joe Biden was ahead in these states by what they're saying, you would never see Barack Obama on the campaign trail.
No, first off, I don't really think that they're really that close. That's just my personal observation. I just don't see it that he's all about Joe Biden, you know, first of all. But second of all, he's out there on the trail. He had a beep beep rally, as I call them, I think in Miami or something recently. Where they beep their horns. But he just kept talking about what a terrible person Donald Trump is. And again, if they were winning, they'd be talking about all the great stuff they're going to accomplish. They'd be measuring grapes for the Oval Office. But instead, they keep going down this road. And I think every indication says that the Democrats know they're losing and they're losing badly.
They are. They really are. And all the indications are out there. Again, I had this poll that I read a little while ago. What was amazing was there were 4 congressional seats in Minnesota. Now, I did not mention Omar because that was not included in the polling, but there were 4 congressional seats in Minnesota that had all the leaders in the clubhouse by 3 and 4 points, respectfully, were all Republicans.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, because people have had a real opportunity to gauge what kind of results President Trump can deliver. And certainly pre-COVID and now even post-COVID, you have to have somebody who can actually navigate this stuff and not somebody who's just going to lock us all down again. I mean, my goodness, we talked about Europe earlier. And you know,
well, we'll talk about Europe right now, and because that leads into what I was going to mention. Mm-hmm. France is going to go back into a nationwide lockdown starting the end of this week to try to contain the COVID-19 epidemic that's once again threatening to spiral out of control, while Germany is also ratcheting up their lockdown restrictions. Maria was not happy about what she was hearing because she is a home care provider, and she won't be able to go out and provide for the people, the older elderly people she takes care of at home. She will not be able to do it.
Well, exactly. And we definitely, hearts go out to Maria for sure. I mean, that's, you know, devastating for so many people who would want to be able to do their job. But you know, Captain, one of the most interesting things about this in the report that I saw earlier was that if the people in France, for example, had been wearing masks,
yeah,
and they had extensive testing,
yeah,
early on, and
yeah,
now, but yet they seem to be right back where they started from.
Let's talk about little Dr. Fauci, because here we go again. Little Dr. Fauci said normalcy may not return until 2022. Well, excuse me, sit down and shut up, Dr. Fauci.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the normalcy is, you know, because we're not going to be, so now it's not just that we really won't have a vaccine soon, but it'll take so much time to finally get it to people.
You know what normalcy means? It means no baseball games, can't go to the games, can't go to football, can't go to hockey, can't go to soccer, none of that stuff you won't be able to do because normalcy won't return until 2022. He needs to get on a long, slow boat ride to China and stay there.
Well, again, the idea that, and this is why even in the debate when Joe Biden says, we're not living with the virus, we're dying with the virus, the idea is that we have to find a way to we have to find a way to live with the virus if the virus is going to persist outside of having a vaccine or this kind of thing. Because otherwise, Captain, people's lives continue to be devastated. But yet every single time the president tries to talk about the idea that we have to get moving, then he's accused of being an unfeeling monster or this kind of thing. But most people want to get moving, especially here in Orange County. I can tell you for sure, you have people all around the Disneyland area that are ancillary businesses, in some cases generational, and they're just pleading. They don't know what to do. They have to close up because
all right
of these restrictions.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. And by the way, when we come back, AOC has got some big plans. AOC. Wait till we tell you what she's up to. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. But the U.S. isn't headed for another lockdown, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that there's COVID fatigue in the country, but that we do have to adopt other methods to slow the virus.
We've got to do the next best thing. We've got to double down very, very strongly on the things that I've been talking about with regard to the universal acceptance of masks, distancing, and avoiding crowds and congregate settings.
The FBI is warning that a major cyber attack could be coming for the nation's healthcare system. The agency says it has a credible threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The attacks are expected to come through malware that then leads to ransomware attacks, data theft, and the disruption of healthcare services. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, here in the Captain's America, we are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. And that includes making the choice not to end the pregnancy. Now, did you know that an average of over 23 million in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? Now, that number may be shocking, but what's even more so is the fact that the majority of these women are making this decision in order to make somebody else happy. Now, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options. Now, since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. And they provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy. Now, going further, they also enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. They're saving lives, and you can give them support by going to saveababynow.com, consider a donation, or if it's easier for you, you can give them a call at 800-999-7408. That number again, 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. And again, that website, saveababynow.com, saveababynow.com. The phone number, 800-999-7408. All right, Kyle Warden, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, as promised, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is in the middle of a look what I can do type moment, because she is considering running for higher office. Now, what's the next office above congressman?
Well, Senate, yeah.
And who is the Senate right there in her backyard?
Wouldn't that be Chuckie Schumer?
Chuckie Boy Schumer. And she doesn't exactly care for some of what Chuckie Boy Schumer is doing now, does she?
Nope.
So I would not be shocked if she does not go up against him and primary him.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised either, Captain. I think that general idea is the plan of the squad and those who had backed Ocasio-Cortez to begin with. This is their whole idea. They want to gain more seats in the House so that they can do, and in wherever else they can, in the Senate as well, in order to advance their agenda. And so regardless if Biden were to win or lose, I think she would be, interested at the very least as to doing that, because that would be the next step in the plan. They're not going to give up or back down or stop their, you know, crazy far left, ideas, no matter who wins.
Now, the other thing is, and we talked about this, you and I, during the break, the other thing is it's very possible that the Republicans, if there's a surge and a wave that comes across the country, they could take back control of the House, and Nancy Pelosi would be relegated to being the minority leader, which might cause her to retire and not run for the seat anymore, the congressional seat, after this last term that she gets elected to, because she's not going to lose.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and that would be incredibly interesting to see happen. I think that, you know, either way, they're still going to be. In fact, I heard some congressman being interviewed the other day, and a possible contender for speaker, but they didn't really want to go into it. They didn't really want to talk about it. But it's one of those things that we're not going to hear a lot about until they're really in that situation. But because, number one, if they do lose the House, they'll blame Nancy Pelosi, obviously. If they lose a lot of seats, I think they could still blame her, and because she has stonewalled so badly, and she's actually made it harder for Democrat representatives to campaign and be comfortable in their seat.
Right. Now, we need to talk about what's going on in Philly, obviously, with the police shooting where the rioting started. We also need to add to that what's happening right now in Washington, D.C., where last night police officers were hurt, shots were fired, unrest came to Washington, D.C., but I'm going to waive all that right now because we've got Dan, the man, calling in from Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, we got about 2 minutes. What's up?
Okay, you're talking about AOC. I think the best thing for her to do is to stay in the House. She has a district that she can't be defeated in. It's a lot different than running statewide. And I think that if Pelosi should retire after in the next couple of years anyway, I think AOC would be Speaker of the House.
That's if the Democrats retain control.
Well, the House is going to go back and forth like a pendulum.
Did you hear me talk about the polling coming out of a place called Minnesota where four seats are currently being led by Republican challengers?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard at one time it was like six. And I'm hoping that either one, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, there's six in California that flipped the last time around, which is why they lost the House, one of the reasons. And four of them are back. The Republican challengers are leading. And Kyle, you live in one of those districts, don't you?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and your Republican challenger is leading in Orange County.
Yep, exactly. I think, again, I think there's a lot of angst built up because of the shutdowns and the general bad leadership. Yeah.
And what else?
I think that's the key to Trump, because now Whitman in Michigan's talking about another shutdown.
Whitmer, yeah. I'll tell you what. Michigan is going to go red, and John James is going to be elected to senator. Whitmer just needs to keep talking and talking and talking, because she's burying that state and guaranteeing a Republican victory.
The only thing I worry about is that I know how Wayne County can operate, which is Detroit.
Yep.
It's as dirty as Cook County, Chicago, Illinois.
Sure.
And that, if it's, you know, within 30,000 votes, I'm sure that the Democrat Party of Wayne County will find a way to get those 30,000 votes.
Well, I'm going to ask the guy that lives there, Ron Edwards, in about another hour.
That's the only, it is so dirty, you don't know how that, and it's like that in Philadelphia, and it's going to be like that. Well, Illinois is not going to go red anytime soon.
No, not Illinois, no. And Philadelphia, Philadelphia, solid blue, that's not going to happen. There might be one or two upsets in Philadelphia, but it's what's going to happen in the rest of Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, by the way, again, Joe Biden is out there, and Kamala called herself Kamala yesterday in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, Kamala to Kamala. Yeah, I heard that. So she's a little bit racist against herself.
Yeah.
I just think Philadelphia is going to be one of those areas, like Chicago. They'll report last. They'll figure out how many votes they've got to dig up, and they'll have trunkloads pull up at their central committee.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. And
I'm hoping I'm wrong.
In about 2 hours, I'm going to have a Republican attorney on the line who's going to tell us what the Republicans are doing to counter all that, because they're aware of this. And there's attorneys literally all across the country right now.
Oh, I know. It's going to be the Supreme Court has about a 50-50 chance of clearing up this race once it's done. But then again, I've never seen a race like this. I don't know who wins this race as of yet, but whoever wins, it's going to win by a landslide.
Well, my money's on Donald Trump because of what I keep seeing and hearing. And by the way, I will be at a presidential rally in Tampa today, and I guarantee you, you're going to see 25, 30, 35,000 people in an outdoor rally.
Well, he's got Florida now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think he's got Florida pretty comfortably.
All right.
You know, and
okay.
3% is a landslide in politics.
Yeah,
so he's got that.
Yeah, he's leading by more than that in Florida right now. Okay, I got to go because we're winding up here the hour, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan the Man. All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, any last words there before we go to the break?
Well, I think he's right. I think Florida's looking really, really good, and these rallies actually show voters all over the place, those who haven't yet cast their votes.
Can you be a presidential candidate like Joe Biden and not tell anybody where you're going in Tampa?
Yeah, no kidding.
Or coming to Tampa, well, where? To the parking lot at the Walmart? To the Jiffy Lube? Where the hell are you going, Joe?
Well, they'll have a small beep beep rally for Joe Biden.
Well, if they do, it's going to be where there's a flea market, because that's where the drive-in movie theater is where there's a flea market. So they'll go in there and disrupt all that. Well, let them have their 240 cars while we put 30 or 35,000 people over in front of Raymond James Stadium.
That's right. And, of course, Air Force One will drown out all the beep, beep, beeps as it flies over.
All right. Hold that thought. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And then we'll be hearing from Denise Simon. And onward and upward we go. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Okay, Donna Fiducia up there and just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, and she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And this is the Trucker's Highway Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, wherever you happen to be at. And remember, if you pull on into the Pilot or Flying J while the Third Watch is on, you just say, hey, I just heard the captain talking to everybody about a Flying J and all that, and I pulled in here to see what was going on. You get yourself a free cup of coffee. By the way, become a member of the Drivers Club. Don't forget about all those points you're going to get, too, and all the good stuff that's going to happen with what you got going. So the Drivers Club, Pilot Travel Center, Flying J Truck Stops. And we're going to get started right now with our buddy Leland Martin.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked-out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DOT. Blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. But he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's working class. And Leland, of course, is way up there, Canada way. And he's up there probably running along the Alcan Highway right about now because he's staying up in Canada. I know that much because you come down here, you got to quarantine for 2 weeks. Oh, all right, here we go. Hurricane Zeta made landfall, 110-mile-an-hour winds, pretty much over in Mississippi, where they got it the worst, Gulfport, Pascagoula. Zeta made landfall late yesterday in southeast Louisiana, and life-threatening storm surge came along with it, especially over there again in Mississippi, damaging winds, heavy rainfall. Now, it's continuing over portions of southeastern states tonight. We've got it up in Alabama right now, moving up towards northeast Georgia and up into Tennessee. 60 to 70 mile an hour winds and lots of rain and possibility of tornadoes in the mix too there. Heavy rainfall will advance into the Appalachians, the Ohio Valley, Middle Atlantic today and into tonight before it gets up into Virginia and the mountains of Maryland and goes off into the ocean. Now, it'll also lead to flash urban small stream and minor flooding and major flooding in some areas. As we're looking right now, the heavy rain is pretty much along I-85 north-south coming out of Alabama and also I-20 across Alabama and into Georgia and the northern part north of Atlanta. You've got a lot of rain up in there right now and Kentucky, parts of Kentucky getting rain there. Lexington, you're probably getting it up there by you. And it's just going to be a very wet morning up that way. And in the meantime, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Colorado tonight. I-25 corridor up near Denver and, of course, also in Fort Collins. Still got the air quality alert there. This is in the southwestern Larimer County, we understand, and that means that they've still got some wildfire smoke, but also particulate matter that has been slowed to decrease in the areas where they've had the fires recently. So that's where that air quality alert is coming from. Right now, it looks like 35 degrees right now in Denver, Colorado. Moving up, the high winds have gone away from Laramie and Cheyenne, at least in terms of the alerts, but Great Falls has picked up high wind watch. That's up on the 15 freeway. And in Great Falls, of course, they've had a lot of snow recently, 40 degrees there right now. Air stagnation advisory continues across northern Idaho, parts of northern Montana, and northern Washington State. We've got a dense fog advisory in Portland right now. That goes all the way down through Salem, yep, all the way down through Eugene. Frost advisory in northern California from Eureka, a little bit south of Eureka, between there and a little bit north of San Francisco for tonight. And down in Southern California, Captain, pleased to report the Santa Ana winds have died down. The fires are getting under control. Mm-hmm. And so that is some very, very good news right now.
Now, over in I-40 land and over there in the panhandle of Texas and down towards Lubbock, you have got a winter weather advisory. You're going to get 1 to 3 inches of snow in Amarillo before all this quits. It's over also into Oklahoma, about 100 miles into Oklahoma, but it goes down to Lubbock. Winter storm warning, winter storm advisory. And then you got winds out in front of it towards Oklahoma City. Then you got rain and plenty of rain going up I-44 all the way to St. Louis, all the way into the northwestern corner of Kentucky and the southern part of Indiana and the southeastern part of Illinois tonight. Lots of rain. Flood watches and warnings in the southern part of Missouri. Let's see, that's down around Branson. And then, as I said, coming out of Alabama tonight, the central part of Alabama, you've got a flood warning through most of central Alabama, Birmingham south down towards Montgomery, and then that storm system now, Zeta, is angling right up I-85, headed towards Richmond, Virginia, and by sometime later today, it's moving fast enough it could be out off the east coast and gone, but in the meantime, it's going to leave lots of rain. We've already had the wind damage in Mississippi and powers out all through there. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And right now we're going to jump over to the telephone line, and we're going to get Denise Simon from Founders Code on. Who is anonymous?
It looks like he's a lying, disgruntled, now former DHS employee.
Okay, but he is in a lot of trouble, right?
Well, I don't know that he is. You know, anybody can write a book, and he did. So, now I don't know if he is under some kind of non-disclosure or, you know, some other kind of agreement with doing his position with DHS and what his role necessarily was.
Well, the headline right now, is Trump, quote, anonymous is a sleazebag, prosecute him.
Okay.
So.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea if he's in some kind of violation.
Yeah.
Anybody can write a book.
Yep, we'd have to find out for sure what's going on, but obviously somebody thinks that he is, and Joe DeGeneva says that the New York Times embellished Miles Taylor. I suppose they did, because they gave him a platform.
Well, that's okay, too. There's nothing illegal about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is the latest coming out of Washington, D.C., they apparently started to riot in D.C. tonight. There were shots fired. Several cops were injured. Philadelphia, there was some unrest there tonight. They did put a curfew in effect. The National Guard is out and about. They're kind of standing behind, backing up the police. They're not out on the front by any stretch of the imagination. But this stuff here, we haven't heard a real assertive message from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. By the way, she called herself Kamala, so I guess it's okay for me to do that. They haven't heard an assertive message from them as to, they talked about looting. They didn't talk about beating people up and setting fires.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. You can figure it out during the break here. But we'll be right back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. And we'll be back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.